Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesdays with Willa. I am your host, Willa White. I'm a registered Lilydale medium, and you're listening to Lilydale Radio. This is my show where I invite special guests on, and we have different spiritual conversations about topics, and we chat about mediumship, spiritualism, spiritual energy, faith, family, things like that, and it's a great show. I want to say if you're wanting to tune in to the show, it's on at 10 a.m. on Wednesday mornings, hence the name, Wednesdays with Willa. And you can always look at it on my Facebook page, Willa White Medium. You can also go back and look at the archive videos of past shows. I've been doing Wednesdays with Willa for over a year now, and so I've had a lot of great guests on the show, a lot of great topics. So you can check out things there. This also usually gets posted right away on the Lilydale Assembly Facebook site, so you can see it there, and also on Lilydale Radio, which is part of blogtalkradio.com. So if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Lilydale Radio, you can listen only audio with that. So as my special guest today, I have as my mother, Bonnie White, and she is a wonderful medium here in Lilydale. Thanks for being on the show, Mom.
Thank you for asking me, Willa. I have to say, when I said, hi, Willa, earlier, I had a flashback.
Really?
I had a flashback to when you were born.
Aww.
The first time I saw you, it was like, it's funny how something like that, just that simple thing, hi, Willa.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And it just reminded me about people who first see their baby. It's like,
aww,
all you see at that moment is the soul.
Yes, yes.
Or the spirit, the soul and the spirit. But you're aware of the physical body, but it's so overwhelming that it's the spirit,
mm-hmm.
You know. And I think that's the real value of maintaining a connection over time, that a mother has that pure sense that they can always go back to. And the person themselves doesn't always have that.
Yes.
Because they're just an infant. They haven't developed their eyesight. They haven't developed their ability to speak,
mm-hmm.
to be on blogs or anything.
Uh-huh.
You know? It's like, that's it. And so here it is. If you're a mother, you always have to remember you're the connection that your child, even when they're getting older and older and older, you're the connection to that first pure being, fresh from the other world.
Yes.
And that energy body that you have there is so awesome. Everybody who sees a little infant has that feeling welling up. It's like watching a sunrise, basically.
Yes.
You get that feeling, you know. And even when people visit the baby, they love to see a little baby.
Mm-hmm.
Because it reminds them of that pure space where their energy is so fresh.
Mm.
And I have to say, other infants and animals and so on, or little seedlings or whatever it is, you have a response. It's a feeling response,
yes,
to that particular nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think it's part of spiritual development.
Yes.
So it's not just for the person who was born,
mm-hmm.
but it's also for the people who either remember or see it again,
mm-hmm.
in other babies and so on. So it's something that we as human beings need to remember and keep a consciousness of it.
Yes.
That's how I feel about it. but it just suddenly happened, and I thought, I've got to mention that because that's real energy. That is such pure energy.
Yes.
You know, and so sometimes, you know, a person will go away and then come home again.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people now have people who come home again,
mm-hmm.
And the parents say, like, why? Why are they doing that? Well, it could be they need the reminder of that connection.
That's very possible. Return to the mothership, as I
yes.
call it.
Return to the mothership. And so I know not every mother can actually follow through with that because of all the intervening stuff that has happened in the family and so on.
Yeah.
But to get back to that pure energy is truly helpful for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I just wanted to mention that because it happened.
Yes, and you can also go back to that divine mother connection.
Exactly. Divine yeah. mother connection.
Yeah.
So that, I think we just need to remember that as parents, not just moms, but
yeah.
parents and aunts and uncles and, you know, all the important people.
Then we can be the touchstone for other people.
That's right.
To have a reunion.
Yes.
A
and
soul.
Then if someone else comes in, and you having had that experience in some way with a relative, can then also remind the other people who come that they
yes.
were born. We forget we were born.
Yes, I think sometimes people do.
We don't remember we were born because we didn't have the equipment. So now we're faced, but we're attempting to gain higher knowledge of
mm-hmm.
the other planes.
Yes.
And I think that the base of starting has to be with going back as far as you can with a memory
mm-hmm.
and to a purer and purer nature. And sometimes a person can remember something very early in life that's a touchstone or if somebody says, I love you over and over to a little baby. They don't know what that means. They feel what it means.
Yes. The feelings associated with the memory.
The feelings, not the words, but the feelings. And so then it triggers the response. The words then can trigger the response. But if the feeling's not there,
yes.
So it's the feeling nature that starts to develop, and then you begin to understand some of the words that are being said to you.
Yes.
And they include good words, not so good words. Right? That's just the way it is.
Yes.
Because there's such a responsibility involved
mm-hmm.
with raising children.
There truly is.
So, you know, you don't know how, you're not sure a lot of times about should I reprimand or should I only look for positive. You know, there's all that balance.
Mm-hmm.
But then comes into the play in spiritual development, you have to create the balance.
Mm-hmm.
And so that as you grow spiritually, you have firm footing. You have 2 feet.
Yes.
You have 2 hands. You have to have balance.
Mm-hmm.
Not only in your physical body, but in your spiritual body.
Yes.
And if you don't have it in your physical body, you can still have it in your spiritual body, but that requires a lot of thinking and feeling and sorting through the thoughts and feelings. So in spiritual development, some of the preliminaries are sometimes skipped.
Mm,
and
right.
instead of looking within, which is where all the energy is for spiritual development, we look out at the world and we try to fix what's wrong with it.
Mm,
we try, mm-hmm. people come to us, I can help this person overcome that. I know what's wrong with them. But hey, this is the hard part. The inner part of yourself is the preliminary to a higher consciousness.
Yes.
And so that's, I just feel like that is such an important thing to remember every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there are all kinds of ways that you can find to improve your own inner consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all know that it's the best thing is harmony, love, empathy,
mm-hmm.
there's so many wonderful expressions. We like to receive. We also like to give. So it's like there are so many ways of doing the positive, but then there's also that negative, and that's what's given to us as signs on what to work with.
Yes.
So let's take, anger.
Okay. Well, as an example.
That's bad, you know. So if you are angry, a whole set of feelings come over your body. Really, truly. They take possession of you. It's not the same as the feelings of love. They're both feelings, much different. So now, in order to get rid of the feeling of anger, you blame the outside world. You blame the conditions. You blame the people around you. You blame the teacher for not teaching you or not telling you things that they were supposed to teach you, you know. Nobody realizes that they're self-educated. They just think that they're supposed to be handed it, right? So they don't have to do anything. All that, and if they feel like something's wrong, it's about the world, right? So I was remembering today, and this is really funny because my son called me today. I was remembering when the youngest one went to school. By that time, it was a little wiser than when you went to school.
Yes. Yes.
I have to say, the young ones get the advantage, you know, of having somebody that's been through it.
Somebody has to go before.
Yeah, somebody has to be before. So when my youngest one came along, and I'm not sure what grade he was in, but I think it was before, maybe it was third, or maybe it was earlier, and he came home, and he said he hated his teacher. So there's experience. I mean, here's a memory I have of an experience. Here is this small child, and he's already just hating. You know what I mean? Little kids can do that.
Yes.
And you hate your teacher. What's the matter? She's yelling. She's yelling, and she's not nice. You know, she will not. She will not do anything but criticize. She's yelling at all these little kids. And, of course, little children have empathy for each other, even if they're bad, you know.
Yes.
Even if they're not behaving, they still have empathy because when somebody else is yelled at, you feel it as a child.
If you're sensitive.
If you're sensitive, right? So here's a sensitive coming along. And, well, of course, there's hatred, right? So I said, well, and she's got an unhappy face. Now they've got that identified sometimes as a, I can't remember what they call it, a certain kind of face, but anyway, it's unhappy. And so I said, well, did it ever occur to you that there, it might not really be about the class, it might be that she's having some inner problems with her life. She might have something going on at home, she might have something just as simple as a car thing. It could be, you know, we don't know. We can't even imagine.
We don't know their battle.
What your teacher's battle is.
Yes.
It may be that she's really trying and doesn't feel like she's making the progress. You know, that's what a lot of people on the spiritual path, they don't think they're making any progress. Right? So he started to think about that. He said, well, maybe she does, you know. So unbeknownst to me, the next day he went in, and he goes up and whispers to his teacher, is everything all right? And she's like, she must have been very surprised. These little monsters. And so he says, is everything okay? I mean, not just in school, but everywhere, you know? And she says, oh, yes, yes. Thank you for asking. And she quickly put on the happy face, you know. And then he went back and sat down. And he came home that day. And she said, she didn't yell at us. He said, I talked to her and asked her if she was okay. So the next day he goes in And as soon as she sees him, she's got a big smile for him. It altered everything about him to go and let her know that he was concerned about how she felt.
Yeah.
These kids don't care about how I feel. I'm telling them to sit down. They're running around the school, you know.
Yeah.
It's like
herding cats.
Like herding cats. So it changed everything about his whole school year.
Mm.
So how simple.
Yes, how
and
simple.
I would never have told him to do that, to go and talk to her. But he did.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just reviewing that, thinking, maybe I should tell people about this. And he called this morning.
Yeah.
It's like, he hardly ever calls, right?
There's a synchronistic.
Yeah, very synchronistic. So I said, I'm going to tell that story because it's something we can all use.
I love that story.
So if somebody, okay, if one of us as mediums or as just people in the world were saying, I don't like this person because I just get a bad vibration, because here we are, we're getting very sensitive. The older we get, the more sensitive we get, not the less sensitive, you know. And so then somebody says something to us in the wrong tone of voice.
Mm-hmm.
It happens every day somewhere. And how do you handle it?
Right.
This person doesn't like me. I don't like them. It sounds like a balance, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's not a balance.
Nope.
It doesn't work. So if you think, wow, whatever created that tone of voice and it was directed at me, it's an abstraction. It's something that we have to look at as not necessarily about us,
mm-hmm.
the recipients who are sensitive. It's not necessarily about us. It's
a
signal.
It's a signal. It's information. And as sensitive, we do tend to amplify or magnify
right.
the energy around us, be it positive or negative.
So it's very important.
It behooves us to understand what we're then amplifying.
Yes. And the more practice we have that, and we have examples everywhere.
Yes.
You know, and then people come and they talk about other people, and you don't know anybody. You're really abstracted.
Right.
When you're doing reading, you don't know. You don't really
know. You're just
know.
In the space of spirit.
You're in the space of spirit. And it's like there is something going on that we have to learn how, as people, to balance, preliminary to getting higher knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is important in the development of a person.
Because the higher knowledge you get, the more you know what people are thinking. And then you think, oh, my gosh, I don't want to be involved with this or that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a signal.
Mm-hmm.
And so that person needs to have the comfort of knowing that that's going to be changed for them. You know, that is going to be overcome. That is something that can be overcome. It's not something that is and evermore shall be.
Right.
Because We sometimes forget that.
We do. I just want to tell people, if you're just joining us this morning, this is Wednesdays as well. I'm your host, Willa White, and as my guest, I have Bonnie White, my mother, my beautiful, lovely mother, who has a lot of spiritual knowledge and understanding. And our topic today is coordinating the energy bodies for spiritual development. Because that's such a crucial element, not just for those who are developing as mediums, but for all
everybody.
People. Yeah.
For everybody. It's not something that much of what we deal with, we come and we're in the physical body. And as we sail through life, we come across wonderful, beautiful days. And
like today.
When you have a beautiful day like that and you go outside and that some spirit, your spirit is so happy.
Mm.
And I'm sure that everybody has felt that feeling of such joy just by looking at a blue sky. It's like, oh, I feel really great.
Yeah,
you know,
a simple pleasure.
It's just something flushes right over you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wells up in you, and you feel like you've received, and you feel that it's easier to give.
This is true.
So in times, they say if you just take 5 minutes, and reflect on something, some things that you've said or done, or some things that you've particularly felt about what you've said or done.
Mm-hmm.
all that's necessary is to reflect on it so that you get that higher vision and you see yourself reenacting. So you are then above. You're in a higher plane looking at yourself instead of in the pit saying, why isn't God helping me?
Right.
You know, it's like, so you get out of it enough, pretty soon that is the higher spiritual body that is developing.
Yes.
And I think it's important for us to remember that we are all in the process of developing our understanding. Now, some of the signs that you need work are impatience.
Mm-hmm.
That's an impatient. Impatience gives you an opportunity to say, oh, I'm waiting. I'm getting not only impatient, but I'm getting irritated.
Mm-hmm.
And it could say, like, why is this always this way? Why is this happening? But then if you have been working with yourself a few minutes at a time, and it doesn't take more than a few minutes, you can say, oh, I'm impatient. That's my signal to go within and find out about my impatience.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the signal to reprimand another person,
mm-hmm.
or to begin to think, I can't do this anymore, you know. I can't do this. You can't stay in that state of mind anymore, which means you can go within.
Yes, if you're on a spiritual development path, you have to release the whining about things.
That's the way to do it, because you end up whining if you think it's happening to you.
Mm-hmm.
But then as you go into your...
It could be happening for you.
Yes. It probably is happening for you.
Because the whole world revolves around you.
That's right. Oh, yeah. So things like anger. Oh, my gosh. You know, when that comes on, everything is distorted.
Yeah.
You know, so what else is there?
That's why they call it berserker.
Envy.
What is it?
Envy.
Oh, envy. Envy, yeah.
That's one of those. So all those things that we associate with other people are actually things that we too are working with.
Yeah.
We're all working with it at once. And any kind of a distaste,
mm-hmm.
you have to say, why is this? You have to go within.
Mm-hmm.
What is the inner prompting? And how can I become that harmonious person that I was promised if I went up to my higher self, and all I find there is nobody home? You know, it's like, okay, there's a time when you say, okay, I have had times when there have been feelings that have been so extraordinary,
mm-hmm.
and so perfect, and I know my heart loves that,
mm-hmm.
and how do I get back to it? So I think if you just begin to sort through those moments that you have, and you, then things develop on their own.
So there's a self-knowledge, a self-discipline, self-regulation.
Mm-hmm. You have to regulate yourself.
And self-mastery that comes with that.
Right.
Instead of trying to change that outside world, you start with yourself.
Yeah.
And so when you want to coordinate the energy body, so when we're talking about energy bodies,
mm-hmm.
we have our physical body,
mm-hmm.
but then we have other spiritual bodies
right.
that are associated with helping us to be here incarnated.
That's right. And your etheric body is a big coordinator.
Oh, yeah. And it's basically the etheric... everything about your body is then translated to a spiritual understanding or template.
And it's not, you know, sometimes we think of the bodies because we see the pictures. We see the man or the woman, and then outside of that we see the etheric aura and then the astral. But those are not just shells.
No.
They're not shells.
Mm-hmm.
And your physical body even is not just a shell. It's a house.
Mm-hmm.
And it houses all those bodies.
Yes.
So
It's all an interconnected web.
Right.
So with that, the etheric body is usually that first layer.
Mm-hmm. And you can actually see it.
You can see it if you look at your hands.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that little bit of a film that's around.
Mm-hmm.
But it certainly is important to understand how to connect with that etheric body, because it helps us with our spiritual healing.
Absolutely.
And with our bodies. And
it remains perfect even. It remains a more perfect body than your physical body. And it's kind of, like you said, the template.
Mm-hmm.
It's the health body.
It's the one that is
organized so that it can help call in some of the better feelings.
Yes. And it duplicates that physical body on an energetic mm-hmm. level. So all the body tissues are shaped and anchored in that etheric
mm-hmm.
layer.
And then when we first see the baby, we do see that etheric aura, because it's like a glow all around.
Mm-hmm.
But then the use of the eyes and the ears and so on of the baby, the touch, well, those things also are duplicated in the higher spiritual, in your soul body, so that you begin to develop, as you work with the body you have
mm-hmm.
and the feelings you have, you begin to develop the eyesight.
Yeah,
the soul plane.
This is true, because the second layer is the emotional body,
mm-hmm.
and so that usually is associated with the feelings, and that's like a couple inches from the body.
And it's very important to clear that.
Yes.
By refining it, it's a very refined and subtle thing. Other people don't see it unless they have some bit of eyesight developed.
Yes.
And some people have it more developed when they arrive
mm-hmm.
than others do. But it's like there is something going on that everybody has these bodies.
Yes.
Every person that's living has these bodies. And you can tune into them, or you can ignore them, say they don't exist, say they're just imaginary, whatever you decide. But don't try to find out higher knowledge unless you are willing to explore and become disciplined in how you explore.
Yes.
And you can't take your hatreds of something and use those as your guide. You can only use those as points. This is a place I'm going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You can't use them as a guide. You can't use your anger as a guide.
No, don't use your emotions as a guide in your
You
life.
Can't use it. You have to be able to stand firm. Whether it's something that is disappointing that comes to you or truly wonderful, you have to not overdo each. You have to have balance.
Mm-hmm.
If it's all, even if it's wonderful.
Right.
And just because you talk to somebody about a wonderful experience doesn't mean that they have to become envious.
No.
And it's a funny thing, because you want to share,
You want to share.
And then they say, well, why is it not happening to me?
I'm not.
So, no. You can stand firm and know that those blessings that are there, you can talk to a person right to their spirit.
Yes.
You don't have to talk to...
It's more effective than their conscious self.
That's right. And they're not conscious of it yet.
Right.
But it
right.
builds up another person's consciousness of the higher planes if you speak to them as though they have it.
Yes. Even if they don't know they have
a soul,
you can still speak to them.
The whole thing of love thy neighbor as thyself is you talk to the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You don't talk to the neighbor you're having issues with and things. You talk to their spirit because you want to see them whole. You want to see them happy.
Yes.
You want to see your teacher whole.
You want to see your teacher
whole. I would go back to that teacher because
that's a great story.
I'll tell you, it was so important for me to have that lesson from her.
Yes.
And maybe other people got it, maybe they didn't, but I'm grateful for it.
Yeah.
So I'm always grateful for her.
And we do have to be careful about our thoughts about another person, because that third layer is the mental body.
Mm-hmm.
And so in cartoons, and they have the little thought bubble.
Yeah, that's a thought form.
There's a thought form, and it can show up.
And thought forms are real.
Yes.
And you can pick them up.
And they can take on an energy of their own.
Yes.
If you're not careful.
They can be more important. You can make great mistakes mm-hmm. by picking up a thought form and thinking it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
if you have a devotion to the truth and you make sure that your thoughts aren't sinking always into the get even,
mm-hmm.
the revenge, I'm not going to ever speak to this person because this person snubbed me or this or whatever, that's not building your soul body.
Mm-hmm.
That's building, that's tearing the soul body down, whatever
yeah.
was there. So you're building the body you're going to leave this earth with.
Mm. Isn't that
You're
important?
Building that. That's the builder.
Yes.
We're all builders.
We're builders.
We're building the body that we take with us when we pass.
And we're talking about the spiritual body.
Yep. And on the spiritual plane, it's as real as this one, the physical, is to us.
Yes.
So people have to experience it sooner or later,
mm-hmm.
but you have to build it with the building blocks and cast away the things that are really not true.
Mm-hmm.
That are not building blocks. They can, and you know, it's better to dissolve them than to say, go to somebody else.
Yeah,
you don't want to send it to someone else.
Or
even send it back, dissolve it. Because if you send it back to get even, who's next on their list?
Right.
You know, it's like, don't do it. Dissolve it.
Neutralize it.
Have your guides give you a garbage bag that you can throw those things in and tell them, clean it and return it to me. I'm not capable of cleaning it right now.
Yes.
That kind of thing. So you have things you can do that are very positive, not to release them into the wind. There's a big thing about pollution these days and everything. There's nothing more polluted than thoughts. Excuse me. Really?
Yes.
I mean, our own thoughts, we have to be very careful not to have them breed. You know what
yes,
I mean?
It's true. And
get with each other people who have the same negativity.
Yes.
Let's go get with them, and then we'll really be powerful. Doesn't make you powerful. It makes you want power, but you can only go so far with that kind of power, and physical plane is enough for some people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know.
So you have to be careful about trying to regulate others.
Yep.
Because it can get into a power play, or it
yeah.
should happen this way, or we should do things this way.
If yeah.
And
everybody has to match what I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what ends up is that your opinions overcome your spirit.
Scary thing.
You know, so yeah. we as spiritual seekers are seeking the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeking, you know, just even the idea of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Do people get killed there? I don't think so. You know? you know, what are we seeking?
Yeah.
What are we seeking? We're seeking a higher truth.
Yes.
We're seeking higher knowledge. Because all of our bodies have been built from the higher plane.
Mm-hmm.
And people mistakenly think that they're built from the physical plane.
Mm-hmm.
But the physical plane is a wonderful school.
It is. And we choose our incarnate here for the lessons associated with it.
Yes.
And the way colors and the way things feel when you touch another person, it's indescribable.
That's right. That's right.
And you can't feel things in that way
right.
on the next plane.
But we, every single day, we get more and more knowledge. The more we work with spirit, we get more knowledge. So we don't want to go off and veer right back into the physical we don't want to get off on a tangent that doesn't bring results, that doesn't bring the cheer and the joy and things like that. We want that, but it's not as a palliative. It's not like I want this, or let's say, I know what I can do. I can take a pill. You know, that's not going to help.
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking about the spiritual planes.
Right.
You can't take a pill on the spiritual plane.
Right.
So there's...
that's a temporary...
It's a temporary thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not against doctors or things like that, but
right.
I'm just saying we need to take charge from within the things that are happening...
As much as possible.
...around us.
Internally. Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's...
There are other spiritual bodies, but I see we have callers, and I want to see if they have a question before we move on to some of the other spiritual bodies and how this is getting coordinating together. So we do take callers on the show. If you want to call in, the call-in number is 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. And our topic today is coordinating the energy bodies for spiritual development. Such an important topic, everyone. Such an important topic. So I'm going to take caller ending in 1311. Again, 1311. Hello, and welcome to the show.
Hello. My name is Donna, and I'm from Pennsylvania. And
Donna?
I was listening to Donna.
Great. And do you have a question about our topic or a comment you'd like to make?
It was kind of something I'm going through. I didn't know how to, like, spiritually or whatever. When I don't know if this is the time, you know, I don't know if this is something I should ask on your show, but I'm in a relationship with someone. It's not a question. It's kind of, but I don't know how to, I don't know, I'm trying to figure out if I should go ahead with it or not. I'm not asking for your psychic opinion because I don't think this is the show for it, but, like,
Well, I will tell you that the next level is the astral level in the energy bodies. And that's the astral body is what connects people through heart chakra, and that's actually the one that connects people together. And so when people first meet, it's their energy that meets to see whether they're compatible. Does that make sense to you? You know how you'll feel almost like this vibe between you, and it's because that the energy of the astral level body is connecting.
Oh, okay. See, the vibe is telling me what I'm feeling about it, and I'm pretty real with myself. I'm not a stupid person, like, that he's unsure, and but yet I don't want to be a fool either.
Yeah.
Like, he comes for Army duty. He comes into town once a month, and and I'm thinking on this month, just telling him no and just ending it. Like, we've had like an 8-year relationship, but lately, you know, he moved away, and I don't know. But something's telling me he does love me. It is there, but you know, why should I be an option?
Sounds like you got your head on your shoulders. Really?
Yes, yeah, like I'm trying to tell you, like, what I'm feeling, like, you know, spiritually, because I've been working on that a lot. And it's one part of me is telling me, no, he probably has someone else at his house, and he just wants to see me once in a while. And then something else is telling me, no, he's just trying to figure it out.
He's been doing that for 8 years?
No.
Figuring
it
out.
It was No, it was pretty good. He was going through something, and even I was going through something, but now that we have the chance, we're both, you know, in a place where we can, you know, come together, mm-hmm. then now this, you know, it's just like one thing after another. It was Nate, and then it was him, but we get along good, like our energy is good, but his energy now is something else is coming first.
Mm. Well, you know, as you said, we don't do psychic readings, but as far as connecting with things on a spiritual level for understanding, I do tell people not to necessarily listen to their head or their heart, but to listen to their soul. And you have to ask your soul, is this in my highest and best good to maintain this relationship with him? And you'll get a yes or a no answer. And it won't be this unclear. It'll be a firm answer from the divine, from your soul, that tells you how to proceed. And then your head and your heart don't have to be at war about this. You know, you'll know how to proceed on a soul level. Is this in my highest and best good? Yes or no. Is this in the highest and best good of others? Yes or no. And those are important questions to ask yourself when you're making any decision, not just one about love.
Love is hard to make decisions.
Love is hard to make decisions about, but it's something that you have to get to it on a soul level.
Mm-hmm.
And men, if they love someone, that they know. They go right to it, you know.
Yes.
They have a clear line
mm-hmm.
about that. So, you know, listen to your own soul about how to proceed. And this whole wishy-washy stuff, you know, that's something you can let go of. You can let go of. So go back to those spiritual principles, and that will help you in every aspect of your life.
Okay, well, what my soul is telling me, go have dinner with him and just talk to him about this, that this can't go on like this. You've got to be straight and, you know,
mm-hmm.
and this and that. And if he dances around it or stuff, I just get up and leave. And that's it. That's what it's telling me.
Of dignity and a place of love with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if your soul has directed you to proceed in that matter, then do so with grace.
Yeah, do it with grace. Don't leave with anger. Just say,
no.
That's all I needed to know.
Yeah, you could just say
that's what
all
I needed to know. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, you know, there won't be fireworks.
Yes, yes. You can allow that to go back from whence it came.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with gratitude and grace.
Yeah. But you don't know what will come about.
Yeah, you
but
don't know what will happen, and that's
stability.
Part of the fun of life.
Either way, maintain your stability throughout the dinner.
Yes.
And if it's the last time, that's okay. If it's not, that's okay. But maintain your stability through it.
Yes.
You don't need to go dipping down into other kinds of inharmonious feelings. Okay?
That's right. That's right. Well, Donna, thank you for calling in today, and I'll be sending some love and healing your way in prayers, you know. But you've got this. You know how you want to proceed, and I think that's wonderful that you have a sense of what your own soul has told you. So thank you for calling in today. I know we have another caller. We'll take them real quickly and continue on with our discussion. Caller ending in 3171. Again, caller ending in 3171. Let's see if I can get you on here with technology. Hello, are you there?
Hello, hi, this is Wendy.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Good. Hey, I'm from Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And I'm married, and my husband always seems to carry around a lot of anger with him, and I just don't know how to get him out of that pattern and out of that level.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard one.
Right? it is a hard one, you know, and I try to talk to him about it.
your instinct is to react.
Yeah.
But
right, right.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily what will be the highest and best for your future and for his future. That would be a harmonious thing. And the anger, don't accept it. Don't take it into yourself. And in those cases, I really do visualize some place that if it's coming at me, I just immediately put it in that bag and hand it to my guides or his guides. You know,
yeah.
You don't want to think that that anger is the solution in any way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not the
correct
solution. No, it isn't. But he doesn't know that.
Right.
Because he's learned a lot of movies. If you get that, you know, get that anger in there, you can make things happen.
That knee-jerk reaction,
yeah,
to things.
So, you know, that's hard to overcome because it's so ingrained.
Yeah, and some people have
right
deep-rooted issues that they need to work with. And
yeah,
as a spouse, it's not your job to do someone else's spiritual homework for them.
Right.
You can surround that with love and
yeah
light and understanding,
mm-hmm,
but also, you know, have that which is a healthy boundary for you.
Even if it's your husband.
Yeah.
Even if it's a relative. Even if it's a friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just know that you do not have to absorb the anger into your physical being. Okay.
Okay.
It's not. It's an expression that is convenient in a lot of ways for a lot of people.
Yeah. As healing people, we tend to try to take it on ourselves.
Yeah.
But that's not the best.
Absolutely.
And
yeah,
so it's good that you understand that there has to be a line of demarcation,
mm-hmm,
even in a union of marriage, energetically. And that, you know, I like to call marriage a three-legged race. We tie our leg to somebody else and we say, all right, let's.
That's hysterical.
And, you know, some people you see in
you're
the three-legged
right
race over, and other people
right
are just doing it so beautifully.
I don't know. I think I've taken a couple headers.
At least you have
so
your
funny
sense of humor. You threw it. And. But it is something when we are dealing with someone who's in our, you know, our nearest and dearest, and
yeah,
they are angry.
And you love them, you know. So it's like,
yeah, it's
there's
really,
some,
it's really hard.
It's
yeah
so hard because you love him, and you don't want to see him going down that road, and you want to make it better for him. But making it better does not include taking on the anger.
Right. And you know, in the process of this, you know, sometimes as women, we try to talk things out, and talking doesn't necessarily help with certain people.
No.
So
especially
that's why
men.
I, yeah, well, men, I'll tell you, I have met men who love so deeply, sometimes more deeply than women, you know, just sweethearts of men that just
mm-hmm
love their women to the ends of the earth and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
They do exist, and I'm fortunate to have some of them in my life.
Yeah.
So I know that it exists, and even an angry person can feel that level of tenderness, even if it gets forgotten in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to talk to that place of love within them, talk to their soul, and it is effective, especially in working in these kinds of situations.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. And keep talking to their soul. And my sense of this is that your husband does know that he is a soul because he thinks of you as being his mate in that way. But he
good
doesn't know how to express that.
Yikes.
And he's not good at that kind of terminology about it. And so it's tricky for a guy like that because he doesn't have the framework for the words. So, yeah, it is frustrating when you feel like that anger may be leaking onto other people and you want to protect those people.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you want to intervene, and sometimes as the referee, with, you know, you get taken out.
Right. Absolutely. Yes.
Hmm.
Yes.
Mhm. And so as a family, you signed up for the spiritual lessons associated with it, and it's kind of like being in a play.
Guess what? He has signed up for it too.
That's right. And he says, "Okay, I'll be this. You be that to me. Let's see what we learn from all of this."
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, so you are a very crucial part of this combo. And so the way you react, if you fall to pieces and become less stable in your relationship, it's not going to help.
That's right.
So
okay.
You have to say, okay, Spirit, help me. This is beyond what I know.
Yes.
And then you'll get some information probably from Spirit about that, because you don't want that to happen.
That's right.
And he doesn't really want that to happen either.
No.
His soul does not want to be angry. You can count on that.
Okay.
I mean, it might seem like it, but his soul does not want to be angry.
Mm-hmm.
Or impatient.
And he's a kind of, you know, he's an animal in pain. It's another way to put that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see.
So, yeah,
I work
so.
A lot with energy and that, and I do Reiki off and on. And I've learned to, like, when I'm with a client, like, what's yours is yours and what's mine is mine.
Cool.
And I try to separate myself from his anger, but it, you know, it doesn't always work.
Yeah, it's tricky on those days where you're feeling low energy, and then you feel a little swamped by someone else's.
You are bonded
yeah.
to him, not to his anger.
That's right. Bonded to him, but not his
you're
anger.
You're bonded on a higher level.
That's right.
Not to...
Yeah.
yeah.
So keep talking to the self of him.
Yeah.
I will. And thank you so much. I really appreciate your input.
Oh,
and I just love your show. Love it.
Aww,
thank you for bringing
you
such light into the world. Absolutely.
Aww. Aww. You're very welcome. You be well and God bless.
Oh, God bless as well. Thank you.
Thanks. Aww.
Sweet.
You know, it is tricky in those situations.
Very tricky.
You know, if you're a sensitive, it's like you feel it and it can reverb in
mm-hmm.
you. And I've had situations where I felt it not just in that moment, but for like days, weeks, sometimes years later, and I've had to clear
That's
about
right.
that and not take it on, and it is a tricky thing.
That's right.
And it's amazing how much we can love even angry people.
That's right, but we're not. That anger is not.
It's not dependent
it's
on
not,
others.
If we had the anger, we would not think that it was us.
That's true. We'd want to blame
so we don't want to take on somebody else. The person who's angry doesn't think it's them.
Yeah.
They're just angry for some other rational reason.
In quotes, rational.
Right, in quotes, rational. So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So
time has gone by so fast. We literally are like over time with
oh.
things. But there are other energetic bodies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the etheric template body, which is like the blueprint. You've got your celestial body, which is the emotional level of the spiritual plane, and that's where ecstasy, and that's where you feel one with God. And then you have the cetheric template, or the causal body, and that's that firm structure around us with our
mm-hmm.
aura, so that protects us from things. And then you can certainly read more about it, and maybe we'll have another show to cover some of the other aspects of it. But I think it's really wonderful, the things that you've been sharing today, Mom, because I think people need to know how their soul is really running the show. If
mm-hmm.
if you let it, your soul runs the show,
mm-hmm.
not what your mind tells you, and not what your feelings tell you, and not even what your pain body tells
right.
you.
So it's very important that we know that's how we came to the physical, and now when we leave, it's what we take with us.
Yes. And that's part of our spiritual development as a person, to be in that understanding of these things, even if you don't have all the right words to associate with the different layers, it's okay. On another level, you can understand that you are a beautiful divine unit that is a spark of the divine and is moving forward with that intention, with that purpose, and that you want to coordinate to the best of your ability with grace your actions in this world.
That's right.
So, yeah, a lot of great info today, Mom. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm working with it just like everybody else.
Absolutely, absolutely. I do need to take note of a few things. Next week I have as my guest Madeline Torres. We will be talking about finding your spiritual home, which is just such a sweet topic, and I think you'll really enjoy Madeline's story. And so tune in next week, same time, same place, 10 a.m. for Wednesdays with Willa. There are other Lilydale radio shows that run through the week. So Tuesday evening is Colleen Vanderzijden with Embracing Your Essence. Then Wednesday mornings with me. Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. with John White. And Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Celeste Elliott. So there are other Lilydale radio shows that you can tune into. And it's great that we have this going out so people can learn and have a bit of Lilydale in the off season. And speaking of that, this weekend is the Fall Festival in Lilydale. It's the first time that this has been going on, and there are different events. You can look at the Lilydale Assembly website. You can even get tickets through that for the 2018 Fall Festival. And there's a whole flyer with the events listed starting Friday evening, the 12th, and it goes all day the 13th and into the 14th Sunday. So it's a great weekend if people want to come to Lilydale. I think there are like pumpkins and some services and things like that. And Saturday evening, I'll be being part of the event in the auditorium at 7 o'clock, which is music and mediumship. So I'll be doing spirit messages that evening for those. And it's a fundraiser for Lilydale. So we hope you can come out. We'll probably have some more information on the Lilydale Assembly Facebook page coming up soon so that you can know more about those events. I have my GCC classes. I had a great class last week with the Lilydale Experience on Wednesday, and my mom was so great and generous to be there to do readings. I did readings for the audience there, and there were wonderful healings that occurred. So thank you, everybody who attended for that or sent energy. October 17th, I'll be having another one of my Jamestown Community College classes. It's a spiritual development class called Recognizing Spirit Contact. You can find more information about that on my Facebook page, Willa White Medium, and also my website, willawhite.com. And then October 24th, I have another class, which is clairvoyance and symbol interpretation, which is really important to know about if you're wanting to understand the language of spirit that is so strong with vision and inner vision. So it's a great class if you're able to make it. I hope that you can get registered with Jamestown Community College as soon as possible. Classes are filling up, so just letting you guys know that. So next week, Madeline Torres and the other great Wednesdays with Willa shows that are coming on board. And my mom will be flying south soon. I was really grateful that she could come on the show and be with us today and share her wisdom. And as you can see, my mother is full of wisdom and beauty. So thank you again for being on the show, Mom.
Thank you for having me.
What a great show. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. And we'll catch you next week. God bless. Bye-bye.